Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Big names are heading to UFC 262, and DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. Just pick the main event fighter you think will win, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 100-1 odds on that fighter. That's right. Bet $1 on select fighters, and if they win, you win $100. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on a main card fighter to win. Place your bet and watch the fist fly this weekend. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's quarter number one on the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, how you doing today? Did you have a good Mother's Day weekend?
Yeah, except the only problem I had is that nobody made yesterday about me. So I'm still trying to figure out what that means and why I was put on the back burner. But, you know, I guess we live with it.
Care to put your wife on to respond to that, Dusty?
No, I definitely made sure she wasn't around before I said that.
Okay, fair enough. Let's move on to some Penn State football talk. And the top of the news, Dustin, is Penn State misses out on the number one recruit in Pennsylvania again, defensive end Enai White, ranked number one in the state for the 2022 Pennsylvania class. And he came out with, I believe it was his final eight. It included the usual suspects, Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Georgia, all the big guys, and Penn State wasn't there, didn't even make the final eight. Something we've gotten used to over the last few years, not getting the number one guy out of Pennsylvania. Just how troublesome is this trend?
It is troublesome, and I don't really know what the path forward is in terms of fixing it, other than making a big leap and making it more of a permanent leap when it comes to competing on a national stage. Because, you know, the top player in Pennsylvania almost always is a high four-star or a five-star type of talent. And those guys, their recruitment goes national, just like Enai White's recruitment has gone national. He's looking at a lot of the traditional SEC-type programs and Ohio State's. Penn State is not in that category. Now, what's troublesome is you're going to have a kid from Philadelphia considering Texas A&M over Penn State. You know, that's troublesome. And I don't really know, you know, it, 2-for-8 with the top player in Pennsylvania, you know, and that is not a good statistic. Obviously, I know I'm stating the obvious, but you have to find a way to make your brand a must attend brand for these kids. And Penn State has not done that. They have not grown to a place where they are automatic in landing the top kid in Pennsylvania. And it's been the same with some others too, where you're just not a national brand, and these kids are looking at national brands. I'm not sure how else to spin it besides that, but Penn State's got to do something to kind of stop this bleeding, because this is three cycles in a row where they really wanted a kid: Julian Fleming, Nolan Rucci, and Enai White. And for different reasons with each of them, they weren't able to get to the finish line. And I do feel like Penn State is getting really solid kids. They're going 1 through 20 or whatever. Every single cycle, they're getting a lot of really good players. But again, the ongoing thing is that I think they're just not getting enough elite players to make any kind of leap, to close any kind of gap with Ohio State or Clemson or Alabama. That gap, in my view, is only widening because they're not getting to the finish line with the types of players that are becoming routine for those programs.
Dustin, would it be okay if I put a positive spin on this?
Yeah, I think a lot of people would feel like that's okay.
All right, let me do this. I think a lot of this is symbolic. You want to get you obviously want the best player if you can, especially in your own state. Let me go back 2 years, the Julian Fleming year. That year, there were four players ranked four-star or five-star, which was Julian Fleming, in that class coming out of Pennsylvania. Four. Out of that four, Penn State only got one of them, and that was the fourth-ranked guy among the four. Julian Fleming, the only five-star guy. He had been to Penn State so many times. Essentially, if it went down to it, it looked like Penn State finished second in that one. That hurt. That really hurt. A year ago, in the 2021 class, you had, as opposed to only four guys who were four-star above, you had 11 of them in Pennsylvania. 11 four-stars and above. You know how many Penn State got? One. And that was Lonnie White. So, and you saw names like Wisconsin, Ohio State, Clemson, LSU, Ohio State again. That was disappointing. So when they didn't get the number one guy, Nolan Rucci, it hurt all the more. Now let's go to the class of 22. This season's recruiting, Anai White, he's number one. You don't get him. Certainly you wanted him. But number two and three, both have crystal balls for Penn State. They're still definitely in the running. They got number four, Mekhi Flowers. They got number six, Anthony Ivey. They got number nine, Ken Talley. They also got number 12, Bo Prabula. So this year, if they get all those other guys, including number two and three, I'm not so concerned that they didn't get number one. The last 2 years, though, it did bother me a whole lot more. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, and I think 2022 being a relatively deep year when it comes to talent in the state of Pennsylvania helps this case with Anai White. It is part of the same trend in my view, and I do think, you know, this 22 class is going to be really, really good, and I feel like the difference between being really, really good and being an exceptional class or being James Franklin's best class depends on Penn State's ability to get the highest end talent. And they're on the board with a lot of really good players, and they have the number six class in the country. This is not really about shooting down what they've done so far. It's just what's next in this class. How transcendent can this 22 class be? It depends on getting guys like Anai White. And so we'll see with some of these other top targets on the board, whether they're in Pennsylvania or not. And I don't think they're going to really, they're going to be crying themselves to sleep over not getting a guy like this if they're able to kind of get to the finish line with a bunch of others. But it is, in my view, still part of the same trend. And obviously, from one cycle to the next, you cannot win them all. You know, I think you look at kids like who are in the western part of the state or going to, say, Pittsburgh Central Catholic, who have a really natural inclination to go to Notre Dame, a Catholic school. You can't do much about that. You have five stars who want to get down south and play in the SEC. To a certain extent, you really can't do much about that either. But, you know, for all these cycles, especially these past three in a row, it does sting not to get the top talent.
It does, but all day long, I will sacrifice the number one kid in Pennsylvania if I get a top 10 team recruiting class nationally. So that's why I don't feel quite as bad as I did. Nolan Rucci, Julian Fleming, those I really anguished over. All right, Dustin.
I think with White, he named a top eight, Jim. He named a top eight in May. And Penn State wasn't in his top eight. I think that's the thing in this situation. Okay, you didn't land him. Those other, and maybe it stings less because you're not in the top eight in the first place. Like with Julian Fleming and Nolan Rucci, like that stung because there was a real connection there with the Penn State staff. And there was a real expectation all along that Penn State was the team to beat, maybe. Certainly in Fleming's case. But to not even be in the conversation, I guess there's maybe a positive with that, but it's also like, why are they not? What's the message that they're not in the top eight?
Yeah, that's true, but I take it as I'd rather finish not in the top eight than finish second in recruiting, okay? I don't want to be that number two guy there. So that's my take on it. Again, he may turn into an all-world player, and I'll be really upset in the next 4 or 5 years, Dustin, but you know what? For now, they're ranked in the top 10 with the recruiting class. I like that. There was some other recruiting news. Our old friends from Lackawanna Junior College provide another player, and guess what? Another safety, Tyrese Mills. How important is that pipeline to Lackawanna?
Well, and we'll talk about it a lot more just looking at the recent history with Penn State and Lackawanna. And you, I think clearly there is a trust between James Franklin and this program that they're developing kids the right way, that the year or two that they're spending at Lackawanna is really good and productive and helps them kind of fix whatever issue they had coming out of high school. Tyrese Mills, I didn't know much about this kid, but clearly, you know, in the year or so that he's been at Lackawanna, he has made a lot of changes and gotten a lot better. You know, he's the number one junior college player in the country in the 22 class by 24/7 Sports. I don't know how far they've gotten in terms of putting that list together just yet, but clearly the kid can play. He's a really good athlete, a really good connection, and a good pickup. I think Penn State getting safeties out of Lackawanna is becoming a thing now. And whatever Lackawanna is doing to develop these safeties, Jaquan Brisker, Jair Brown, and now Tyrese Mills, there's something to be said about that. I'm not sure if they've had a lot of success elsewhere, but again, we'll touch on some of these other guys as well. But I think a good pickup, you know, it doesn't move the needle necessarily for the average Penn State fan, but I think Jaquan Brisker was successful. I think we're going to see Jair Brown be successful in the fall. And it looks like Tyrese Mills has a little bit of what those guys have.
And if you're pulling starters out of junior college, I'm going to call that a success. And it obviously Jaquan Brisker, not just a starter, but he looks like a pretty special player. It looks like Jair Brown has a chance to be a starter, and if not, he's certainly going to be in the rotation. So I would definitely call that a success. So, Dustin, I like that pipeline. We're going to talk about it more in quarter number two. One last note, the virtual coaches caravan was announced. You excited?
I've never really been excited about the coaches caravan. I thought it was great when they needed to send Bill O'Brien from town to town in a bus and maybe they handcuffed him to the bus just to make him do that. I'm not sure. But the virtual edition, you know, you got to be a member of the Nittany Lion Club or the Alumni Association. It's free to do it. It's, you know, it's interesting. You get some moments out of it. And it's almost like it's always, you know, for those 3 days, you put a premium coach out there and you hope that they pay attention to the other coaches too. I think we'll see what James Franklin has to say in those, but I'm not jumping at the chance. Let's put it that way.
Okay. I'm not too excited about it either. I'll read the reports the following day, what they said. That is it for quarter number one. Stick around quarter number two. We are going to really dive deep into the Lackawanna connection. Stay tuned.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight. Just pick the main event fighter you think will win, bet $1 on that fighter, and if they win, you win $100. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the goat.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.